What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that knows it is time to say goodbye. Oh,
beautiful.
Horizons are never far. Ooh. Would I have time to find them alone without true light of mine?
What note is this?
Alone without you, I will go on ships overseas.
This is too much.
That okay. I now know, no, they don't exist anymore. Oh. It's time.
What is that?
To say goodbye.
This is too long.
England are out of the World Cup. Yeah. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are
forgot
you?
Forgot my name there for a second. That was so long. Very well, and you?
I do well.
Good to hear it, Chief.
Yep, there you go.
What was that a reference to? Oh, it was fucking great, wasn't it? Wasn't it though?
Yeah, it was great. I kind of lost the cadence at the end there.
You kind of...
Because you're throwing me with your heckling, if I'm being honest.
I mean, the second verse was really unnecessary.
Was it? You gotta do it right, man.
Once again, I would like to thank you for alienating any new listener to say, oh, check out that podcast, actually. The clips are quite funny.
My dulcet tone.
Oh, what is this?
I was singing fucking Pavarotti to them there. Like.
That was pretty good. The first 45 seconds was very good. The second 45 seconds
was
pretty good.
I'm comparable to Will Ferrell in my vocal range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
He's good, though.
Yeah.
He's good.
You know what I mean? What does that make me?
You are pretty good. Okay? It's just a little
notch below. Why you gotta put that pretty in there?
Because you're a pretty guy.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right. Brought it back around.
There we go.
Anyway, England are out.
Delighted.
Oh.
And I had them in the pool, and I was like, you know what?
Keep the money.
Yeah.
This is worth so much more.
Everybody sees me, they're like, England. Oh, Terry, your team are playing. I'm like, I hope they lose. Every time. Like, and they're like, what about your money? I'm like, I don't care.
I don't give a shit about the money.
100 quid is a drop in the ocean compared to having to listen.
And you know what? That's I have to say. Now, this is. I mean, I thought hate watching Arsenal was peak hate watch. But I feel like this may have taken the biscuit. As well, the manner in which they lost. Like, not even dying on their sword or whatever the expression is. They went out the coward's way.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
I've been talking about it all tournament with my friends.
Uh-huh.
Tuchel. He really has fucked this.
Big Tuch.
No, he has shot himself in the foot. Mm-hmm. When his selection, like his panel.
Yeah.
With his stubbornness, like Kobe Manu got 0 minutes. Like when your best midfielder,
Rice is quite clearly,
he's not well. He's like playing his 100th game in the calendar year or whatever. Like,
yeah,
and you know you've got a very good centre midfield that can keep the ball, that can break
season.
Lines, you
in
know,
form,
you know, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, now Reece James, yeah, we'll put Reece James in there.
I know.
Guys stuck together with sticky tape.
Keep going. I'm just going to turn down these levels.
Or, you know, you didn't bring Trent.
Yeah.
And you've no fullbacks.
That was a bit of a...
I mean, it came back to bite. I mean, he was too stubborn. Like, just bring him.
So he's obviously got a problem with Trent.
They all seem to.
You know.
Southgate was the same.
Fuck, sorry. I got to fix this.
He's gone again.
Hold on.
I think his in-game management... I was saying it to you during the Norway game, you and Andy...
Yeah.
It's like he's playing Championship Manager and he's brought a load of players that are like sweeper, defender, left, right, centre, midfielder, left, right, centre, attacker, left, right, centre.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like, I can play these anywhere. You know, I can move them anywhere. And you could see it. It caught up to him. But like the fact that he brought off Gordon.
Yeah.
For Konsa, like another centre half.
And I seen a stat today. I mean, the Gordon sub was like, I seen like today, like that scene from Interstellar, like, it's like, England's first substitute, Gordon off for But I seen after they scored their goal, England had 11% possession.
I think they said 12 completed. 12 completed passes.
Yeah.
Like after the hydration break, they had 12 completed passes.
That's crazy. For the remainder of the second half. And do you know what? Like, I thought.
Awful.
I mean, really like.
Bad. Like,
really good goal. Two really good goals from Argentina.
Yeah.
But, like, they were so far back. It was insane. And it's such
but
a, like.
They weren't like that for the whole game.
And I have to say, I agree. I don't say this often. I agree with Michael Owen, if you've seen his take today.
He didn't.
He was basically. I mean, we all do. But he was basically saying that, you know, you could get 11 lads off your pub team to throw themselves in front of the ball for England. You know what I mean? As in, but the point was more like real bravery is playing through pressure.
100%.
And not just being like, just get it away, just get it out, you know? No, and like, we'll just hold, you know?
The real bravery is wanting the ball and getting on and trying being progressive and playing on the front foot. Totally agree. Like, if you ever hear real top level winners talk about, like, they did this show about 6 years ago, and it was like, Gary Neville's soccer sesh, soccer sesh. But it was like they'd watch old games,
yeah,
and it was like they were showing a game, and it's like where United conceded a goal, but like Neville was so hard on himself, he's like, look at that. Like, I went sidewards there.
Yeah.
And then that caused you to pass it square. And then the ball was nicked. It's like, I should have went forward. I should have passed the ball forward.
Yeah.
I should have progressed it. Why did I play it safe there? Like, yeah. Like, no reason to. Like, really critical of himself.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the mentality that was like, you know, they talk about Roy Keane being like, oh, he's a brilliant tackler. And he's like, no, it was like, give him the ball, he'd give it back to you. He'd look after you every time.
Yeah.
That's real bravery. That's somebody not hiding, wants to get on the ball. Give it to me. I'm your friend. Pass to me, like, I'll
always, safe here.
Yeah.
100%. You're safe with me.
And look, I'll just recycle it off the other way. And, you know, if something happens, I'll go chase it and get it, whatever. As opposed to, it was just. But it, like, you know, they got the goal.
That's the whole.
They got the goal, the thing,
like,
and then.
I never understand the mentality of, like, what. Like, well, I mean, it's more of an interesting thing in that, like, you have. It was pretty even, or England were just arguably on top. It was very niggly the first half. There was a lot of like cynical fouls and stuff that you'd expect. And then when they scored, it was like, I don't understand why you wouldn't just think, we're playing pretty well, let's just keep doing it. But this whole thing, like, they're obviously told, or were they? Otherwise, Tuchel would have been screaming, push up!
Well, Tuchel, I think he
brought on two defenders.
He said because it was happening anyway. So I thought I'd give them a chance to, you know, bring on defenders to help me defend. And I'm like, that's fucking shit mentality from my perspective. I'm like,
I think player for player, England probably have a better team.
Yeah. If you play in the best players, like, why didn't he play Saka? Maybe he's injured. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, why didn't he, you know, he made a lot of strange choices.
Do you know what I think is very interesting about the difference between English culture and Argentinian culture? Is it a culture thing? I don't know. But I was like, when England score, it's like, yay, you know, we scored. But I feel like Argentina, like, they use the negativity. You know what I mean? Like Fernandez scores the equaliser and your man's in Pickford's face right away.
Yeah. I hate
Now, I hate it too, but I'm interested by it. And then, like, he scores and, like, his first thing is not celebrate. It's like, you know, like, to the crowd.
They're
like,
absolute shithouses.
Like. And then, you know, just all that sort of, like, celebrating real close to someone, like, passive aggressively, just aggressively. And I just feel like it's interesting how they seem to use that, like, you're against us, well, you know, whereas England is very much just like, and most other teams, they'll be like, yay, we're happy, we scored.
They're weak.
Yeah.
You know? No, they are. Like,
England?
Yeah. Weak mind, you know, weak
will. It was such a weak mentality because they really could have, like,
that's the game.
They could have won It's not like, oh, he got us to the semi-final. It's like, you really could have won that.
When they had the back four, I was texting a friend. I'm like, geez, John Stones is fucking, you know, we were talking about him against Norway and he was like saying he's been brilliant throughout the World Cup. And I was like, he was a bit dodgy against Croatia and then didn't play the next two games. And now he's kind of really just found his groove. So, like, you can say he's justified in bringing him. I thought he was really good against Argentina. And then it was like, you put another centre half in there. And it's like, well, now he's kind of like a bit more squished. And it's a bit harder for him to play the way he had been playing.
Yeah.
Whereas like, maybe if you just kept the back four the way it was and put some extra legs into midfield.
An outlet that you could fire it out to and they'll, you know, yeah, exactly.
Or like I say, if Kane is dropping deep, go to a diamond and have your two wingers be your out ball. I don't know, something like that. Like, whereas it was just like, I mean, it's so sweet though.
But you know what? Is there any better? Yeah, I was going to say, is there any better feeling than like, okay, they've equalized and I'm like, oh, brilliant. A bit extra time.
And I want to actually give a bit of credit to Scaloni as well, though, like, because he brought on Rodrigo De Paul.
The difference in the sub is like,
he was incredible. Every time he took, every time he got the ball, like, okay, I'm in, you know, the middle right third. I'm just going to like fucking channel prime Beckham and whip it in. He whipped in like three
great balls. Like,
and like that was the one where McAllister hit the post, and then the other lad was the fullback, like had a header down that Pickford saved. Like, you know, there was, and Pickford had a couple of very good saves as well. But he was progressive with his subs. Where or it was like, I'm taking off a like Simeone who's an attacker and I'm bringing on a midfielder, but I know this midfielder is actually, it's a tactical sub.
Exactly.
It's not just,
and that's the whole point where they, why they got Tuchel and left and Southgate was gone, because it's like, we need that and paid handily for it as well. But like, this is the elite mentality that
we
need.
What did he achieve? Played pretty badly for the most part of the tournament.
Yeah.
Got into the semis like they did before. Had a great chance to get to their first World Cup final in 60 years? It is 60.
Did they get to the final? Oh, that was the Euros. They got to the final.
Yeah, they got the Euros, last two finals. Yeah, they got the last two Euro finals. But 60 years, and it was like, you could not be in a better position.
Yeah.
You threw it away.
Yeah, I agree.
And Spain and Argentina is a tasty morsel.
Tantalizing.
But I honor, the second goal, I just can't stop thinking about that cross.
Oh, it was amazing. I was like, and what is weak foot?
I was like, how did he get it up and down and so fast across? Where it's like, we're literally, like,
he couldn't have put it anywhere else.
I was like, just hit it. No matter how hard the pace on the ball. Like, just you make a contact with it, it's going in. Like,
it's a great header too. I know it's only 3 yards out, but
you
got to
keep your eye
like,
on it. Like,
you got up. You
but it was just an incredible ball.
Is there anything better though when you're
like,
when you're dying for it?
The keeper out of it as well. Like,
it's like, there's like a line of like seven England players, and it just lands to someone right in the middle of all that.
Unreal.
You're like, oh my god! And I was watching it, and I'm like, no one else cared, but I'm just there, like. I love that feeling where you're like, oh my god.
Yes, sir. And
I know,
Spain,
but
Spain did the frogs, you know.
What?
Spain did the frogs,
yeah.
You know?
You Bastilles. Racist.
What else? Football wise. No new signings for Liverpool?
No, I tell you, as good as a signing, big Dom Szoboszlai is about to put pen to paper.
Just $500,000 a year or whatever, a week, whatever he's gonna get.
It's funny because I'm between two minds about him where I'm like, on one side I'm like, great player, future captain. Like, best player we have at the minute. Great. And then the other side, I'm like, this fucking prick's going to leave on a free to Madrid. I just fucking know. Look at him. And look at how he dresses. And
I guess it's the right move to avoid that.
At least if he goes, we'll get a handy fee.
Or you have him until
2030,
know.
I think it's going to be. Or something
so
like
another
that.
5 years. Another 4 years. Okay. Yeah. So he's probably, is he mid? He's 26? Around that, like?
What? Yeah. He might even be younger. He might be 24, 25.
Right, okay.
But, so I'm happy about that. No new signings on the horizon. You must be pretty happy with yourself.
Pretty happy.
Who have you got again?
Andre Santos.
What mugs? From Chelsea?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next.
I don't know how to feel about it because he looks a tidy player and they've been scouting him for a while.
It's just a shame he's coming from there, right?
Well, yeah, because you're like, what's going on at that club?
That madhouse? one of your inmates to look after?
But also, apparently he was like, I want to get out of here.
Yeah.
He requested to leave. Well, so like, you know,
that shows a bit. You would like to think that any sane player would like to get out like that. So maybe he's.
He looked tidy last year. He played 20 odd games.
Where's
for them.
Where's his?
Centre mid.
Okay.
They're all centre mids.
Okay.
Because we've got Tielemans in as well.
Tielemans, I don't know if I'd be.
I'm really happy.
Are you?
I am.
I wasn't
like,
sure because I was like, is that a bit underwhelming?
But then it's like, it's one of these ones where you're like.
It's a Fergie.
And he, yeah, it's like.
Yeah, it's a Fergie.
He's going to be like. Qualities like just really fucking consistent and like an out ball for us and like
I feel like Tielemans.
Yeah. I mean I
think it's all 7 out of 10 every game.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Exactly what you need when you're competing in four like cup competitions or whatever. Like, you know, you need these players.
Sometimes a six. Sometimes an eight. But
yeah, I mean, yeah.
You know.
A six, I don't know.
Sometimes a six. Oh. Everyone has off days.
Not everyone. Not this guy.
But yeah, so that's pretty good for
I'm pretty happy. And then apparently there's another one in the offing. This guy, Kone of France. But you know what I'm loving? Mm-hmm. Like all the fucking stuff where it was like, oh, it's going to be this one, it's going to be that one. It's like, bam. It's just like,
there it is.
Nobody heard anything about Tielemans or Santos. And they happened in the space of like 24 hours.
But let me ask you.
No sagas. Like they.
When I like that.
When it was like, you know, Tchouaméni is going to be a drawn-out saga. It's like, Madrid are offering a new contract. Like okay.
That's that done.
Yep, no worries.
But let me ask you.
And then you're like, how close was it ever?
Let me ask you a question. Do you wish, like, you probably still get that feeling that you get from a Fabrizio Romano tweet of, here we go.
Ornstein. I'm an Ornstein bomber guy.
Ornsteinsman. Yeah. And they tend to come out at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Like,
Fabrizio is...
Like, oh, he's such a fucking dope, isn't he? Like, I can't stand it.
Pure money racket. Yeah, now, like, you know,
pure. You can see it.
Ronaldo, like, constantly tweeting about Ronaldo. Like,
it's the way he puts his name on his own graphics, as if he's breaking the story or something like that. But I kind of wish that you just got a thing from the club of, like, you know, we're delighted to announce a new signing. You're like, what?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Where the club gets the first say, where you can see that like welcome video, and that's the first thing you're hearing about it. Where you're like, what? What do you mean? You know,
where did this come from?
Like, if I imagine if Liverpool, like, you know, okay, he hasn't had a good season, but if Liverpool signed Verts or something like that, was like, because that's a big sort of thing, or Isak or whatever. That is just like introducing our new signing, like, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, they're saying they're gonna get, or you're in the running for like Barcola.
Yeah,
it's like, then I was looking at your squad, like, oh, that's what you need, another left-sided attacker.
Is he left? Thought he was right.
No, he's left.
Oh, well, whatever. He's versatile, I'm sure. For that money, you'd want to be.
That's what I mean. Like 150 million to play in out of position. Pure Liverpool.
Oh, I'm so excited about the season. I'm seeing them back in training. I'm seeing all the behind-the-scenes stuff that I used to watch. It's all happening again. I'm done with the World Cup now. I'm ready for Liverpool.
Ah, come on, the final.
Nah, I'm done with it.
All right. Well, you have something here. It was your birthday.
It was my birthday. Tuesday. It was my birthday. Thank you. Thank you for rearranging the pod for me, Terry.
No problem.
And yeah, it was lovely. I had a nice thing in work, got a nice card that the office signed, and went home.
Was it light or was it a heavy card?
A light card. Nothing in it.
It was a bunch of people
who know nothing about me, like, have a great day, Andy. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, what can I do with this?
It's like opening it, like, nothing. But then I went home, had a nice little thing with my family. But it was interesting because I was putting Myla to bed, and I could hear Kerry saying to Johnny, he's like, Joe. And I was like, oh, they must be planning a little thing.
Yeah.
And so she just closed the door to Myla. Like, I'm there at the door. She just closed the door and locked it. Because we normally, like, you know, like we just, the keys on the outside. So I can't unlock it from the inside. And I was like, oh, okay. I made a little joke, like, locking me in. and I was like, they're obviously just doesn't want me to come out for a minute. And then I'm in there with Myla for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, okay, like, can I?
Joke's over.
Guys. And like, they're in like the extension part, so they couldn't hear where I was. And I'm just like knocking on the door. But I'm trying to not
wake the child.
Overdo it. Yeah, because like Myla's still awake, but like she's, you know, I'm conscious that she can be set off like a bomb that you have to very carefully place. So I was just
carrying
like
a wet stick of dynamite. Yeah. Like any bump.
Yes. So I was just like, hello. And I'm texting and like nothing. And I was
left
like,
on red.
Fuck's sake. So I was like, okay, maybe they're still doing stuff. I don't want to ruin the day. But I'd be like, what the fuck? You let me out here. So then I read Myla another story. And all this. And then eventually I'm like knocking hard on the door. This is about 20 minutes I'm in there. And then Myla starts.
Wants out.
And then Myla started joining in. Like she stood up on the bed and it was on the walls like, he let the others with a rat-a-tat-tat. You know, like from super simple songs. Rat-a-tat-tat. I'm like, okay. And then eventually he had to be like, hello. Like, and Kerry opened the door and was like, it's like, what are you doing locked in there? I'm like, you locked me. And she's like, what? She's like, oh, God, I mustn't have been thinking or whatever. I was like,
no.
What do you mean? We looked at each other as you were closing the door and I made a joke locking me in. So I was thinking, I was like, it was one of these, even though like I know, I could, and there's actually another door that I could have gone around to the outside. But I was like, had a little mini internal, like, half a second freak out. You know, because it's like, no one has responded to this at all.
What was the fear?
I don't know. Irrational fear that I was never going to get out and I was just going to die in there.
Oh, cool.
Because it was like, I'm just like, no one knows I'm in here yet.
But that's what you wanted.
I love when no one knows I'm in here. Exactly. I don't want to be in a, you know, I'd like to be by myself in that sort of situation.
You can't have another member of your family there.
No, my beloved daughter, no. Yeah. I have to be by myself. And it kind of reminded me of when, like, we'd be working in Centra or something like that and I'd be in the freezer and you would just walk by, close the door, turn off the lights and turn on the freezer. And I'm like, I was thinking back on that and I'm like, all right, like, fucking really, it freaked me out every time. Like, okay. And like, we used to do that to each other. But like, if you were in that freezer for 10 minutes, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm kind of like, I hope, and you always did come back to open it, but I'm like, what if he just got distracted? Like, that's something I would be so afraid of, that if I would do it. That's like, Andy, could you just hop on here for a second? Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. There's a bit of a lunch rush. Can you grab a deli coat and go? Oh, Jesus, I've left Terry in the freezer. So, I don't know. It just gave me flashbacks of being locked in a freezer.
Do you think you might have, like, a mild case of, like, claustrophobia?
I think maybe. Mm. I don't know. The rest of the day was lovely.
Thing today where it was like, mountain climbers when they have to be cavers.
In those caves.
But they're like, and it was a dummy. Like, this is what to simulate what it'd be like.
Oh,
in a cave.
Oh my god, no,
and
thank
they,
you.
They were like, he's like, nope. Like, he got in, and then he like was like 2 seconds, and he's like, nope.
Yep.
And then I'm like, man, not for me.
No. Imagine like if it's so tight that you literally can't turn your head, and you have to just wriggle your way, like you see those like side profiles where it's like this is, and they have to go under and down. I'm like, absolutely, how is that worth it?
I'm dead,
like unless there's fucking Excalibur at the other end. Like, just like, it's not worth it. Like,
it's like, where are you going?
The Holy Grail is there.
I'm going to find Excalibur
in that little hole there.
Don't follow
all
me.
The best. Haven't seen Andy in months. Like, I guess he found Excalibur.
Oh wait, no, there's his bones.
No, wait, he's dead. But it was a lovely day. Got this lovely jersey. Got a few little bits, and it was lovely.
Speaking of lovely days,
yeah,
I was at the beach the weekend.
Hey, me too.
Went down to Britas on Saturday. God, it was gorgeous. Yeah,
it's great, isn't it?
Just the water was so amazing.
Yeah.
It was like lovely and warm.
Packed full of people, I'll bet. But
you know what? It wasn't so bad because Wicklow were up in Croker playing in the old GA.
Oh, I know. They all came back to the Arklow Bay afterwards.
I
was like, we're trying to sleep here. Like, I live five houses away.
An incredible turnaround. They were
apparently so.
12 points down at half time.
What is the thing they won?
It's some cup.
Yeah, it's not the All Ireland.
No.
But I mean, Wicklow, never. Every time we put. Yeah. It's just my reminder to put my bins out.
Oh, okay,
vital. But,
It was. Yeah, they beat Dublin the semis, I think.
They beat their brains in.
To get up there.
You never hear Wicklow winning anything, so that's great.
So a lot of people were gone from there. But by the time we were leaving, we were there about 10. We left just after 2. It was kind of picking up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice and early as well.
Yeah, we always try and get down there for like no later than
beat
10.
The rush.
Yeah, you got it in British, man.
Yeah.
I must get some of the old Arklow beaches off you.
Like. Terry, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something now.
Yeah, whenever I say British, you're like, no thanks.
It doesn't appeal to me only because...
I mean, it is the best beach.
It's lovely. And if I didn't have...
On the East Coast.
I would dispute that. Like, I got a hidden gem for you, Terry.
Grant, draw me a pin.
I will. So first of all, I also took Myla to the beach. A little... It's like a cove, but like it's a little mini beach. It's like kind of enclosed.
Okay.
And, you know, like good. Sandy beach and stuff like that. And it was lovely. It was just me and Myla. And it kind of had to be because I have to just be running after her at all
you
times.
You cannot do, like, you couldn't do, well, maybe you do your 3-on-2 because Abby is not running anywhere.
Yeah.
But, like, I couldn't have my 2 kids with me.
No.
And be like, we're going to the water. Or
And Myla's particularly wild. Well, I'm sure your kids are wild too.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I was like, oh, yeah. Me and him were digging a hole. And he's like, I want to go see Mam. And like, she's in the water with Bond. And they're like, all right, buddy, come back. Like, he's not coming back.
He just walks in, like, just gets lower and lower and lower. Like, I was
like,
buddy?
Being pelting after, because he's so quick as well. I'm like,
they're so fucking fast.
You're like, I'll catch him now in a sec. I've got longer legs. Like, no.
There's a beach that, I don't know if you've ever been around Arklow where there's a quarry. But if you walk behind the quarry, there's a beach that opened up. And I swear, Terry, this is like something out of, like, it's like you're in Costa Rica or something. Okay. It's like a Jurassic Park. We call it Jurassic Beach.
Isla Nublar.
But like, so because you can't, yeah, very good. Mm. Because you can't see it from where when you start walking. You're just like, oh, I'll follow
Where's
this
the
path.
Quarry?
So like, you know where South Beach is in Arklow?
No.
So there's like a stony beach, South Beach. So that's for the plebs.
Where
is that? You don't want to go there. That's like down near like the water where the docks are and stuff like that.
Okay.
So if you go over the bridge, turn left.
Yes. Keep going left.
Down there, it's around there.
Okay.
But if you follow the road, you get to the sandy beach where I took Milo. But then from there, you park there because you can't drive and you walk around the quarry. And it used to be a lot more like, you know, like off the beaten track. Now they've got a proper path to it. But you go around there, you walk for about 10 minutes and this beach just opens up. It's like fucking, it's almost practically like palm trees and there's no one on it.
Nice.
And it's, the sand is amazing. There's little caves you can kind of just go in and sit in. Do you know what
Great.
I mean?
All right.
It's fucking class.
That is next on the agenda for my beach going.
Yeah, but I'll show you.
I'll tell you, I got pretty badly burnt in the one area that I forgot to cream up on.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Back of the neck.
No, that was actually okay there.
Forehead.
Nope.
Okay, what is it?
The back of my legs.
Your precious calves?
They were red raw. I had to stop and buy some aloe on the way home. And let me tell you.
Aloe vera.
Aloe
vera.
In the fridge. Nothing better.
Oh.
Like when your legs are stinging or whatever, and it's like,
my God.
You know, 9 o'clock at night, you're like,
my God.
It's fantastic.
I could do with that for the mosquitoes are back.
Are they?
Oh my God. Like, oh my God. Nothing.
Have you got your zapper?
Oh, the same zapper that I've had for about 6-7 years is still gone. Just
zip. Do you charge it or is it batteries?
No, it's just batteries. Yeah? It lasts for ages. But the thing is, like, when I press the button, my dog can hear it, the charge.
Mm.
So, but I can't hear. So my dog comes running every time I press the button. It's like, is there something in here? But there's nothing worse when I'd be lying in bed and you just hear like, yeah, no. Past your ear. I'm like, and like, I kind of freak out. Like, Kerry's like, mosquito around here. I'm like, I jump up and I'm like, turn on the light. And the thing about mosquitoes is, and I'll stop after this because I say this every year, but they know you're looking for them when you're in and around. Like, they know that they where to hide so you can't find them.
That's self-preservation.
But
they don't
like, it's
die.
Quite impressive, really.
Yeah, they don't want to die.
But like, thought they were just fucking a big dumb insect, you know what I mean?
Hey, you know what was not impressive?
Yeah?
It was actually impressive how hilarious it was.
Oh, go on.
Conor McGregor.
Oh.
Did he... They're saying he didn't tear his ACL now.
No, yeah, I saw that. Just
he's,
whatever.
He's
but he needs
pathetic.
Surgery. And I see some calls of like the injury was already there, but he didn't want to miss out on a 30 mil payday.
Yeah.
But I seen him throwing kicks backstage and pretty hard. So like, I don't know. Because part of me sometimes think, was he? Because I had a thing of him.
He looked very strange getting into the octagon.
I will say.
He looked high, in my opinion.
I didn't think he looked high, but I thought he looked so nervous. Like
something was going on.
And I seen, do you know what I seen as well? Because even like I was watching some of the build up and I was like, and Kerry even said herself that like, it's the eyes, and I'm like, yeah, he doesn't believe what he's... Like, you know, whether you loved him or hated him back in the day,
yeah.
But you knew that he was fully in the moment and he fully was what he was doing. Yeah. Whereas now it felt like he was playing the part of Conor McGregor. Yeah. And I could see that the doubt was just... He was riddled with it all week. But and like, I don't know if that was because he maybe knew he had an injury or just because he's been out for 5 years doing coke and all the other
becoming
shit.
Turkish or whatever is going on with his accent
his
now.
Accent,
like,
yeah.
What is going on with him there?
But it was such
Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
A proud patriot.
It was so...
What is going on with him?
I don't know. Yeah. And it's like, he's all religious now. And
Fake.
The obvious. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious.
But then, like, yeah, again. But, like, fucking... America in particular, like he was on with fucking Jimmy Fallon, like there recently enough to promote this fight.
Right.
And I'm like, God, the machine just never stops. No. Like, this guy...
I'd say the pay-per-views were off the... Well, it's Paramount now, but I'd say the fucking views were
But how
insane.
Long ago was it? A year ago? Less than a year ago where he was found, you know...
It was 2 years ago.
2 years ago he found guilty in that civil case.
I think so, yeah.
And he lost the appeal, like, you know.
Yeah.
And
still just...
Doing his thing.
Hey, it's Conor McGregor.
Yeah, you know.
I kind of thought it was funny that he went through the effort of giving himself a mohawk to own, like... But you now only see exclusively shots of him being sad and disappointed with the mohawk. I don't know why.
Good enough from like fucking...
It was like, I mean, the first thing,
fucking
it
prick,
pops
like,
immediately.
Yeah.
And we were watching it and...
You can tell. It's
it was
something
like, why does he keep falling? And like, something slippy on the mat. And it's like, oh, it's his leg.
And fairness to Holloway, he's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like,
Holloway's great.
Yeah.
On a slightly separate note, but on the same card, did you happen to catch Paddy the Baddie's submission?
No, I just...
Oh.
Where's he from?
Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
But he had this ridiculous submission within a minute. And it was like a real, like he'd lost his last fight, I think, and this guy was ranked ahead of him. And he just, I know you don't watch UFC, but it was like a submission I'd never, it was like one of the tightest chokes I've ever seen in my life. And the guy just went to sleep and he's gone around. Just
it used
gone
to
mad.
Be me, man. I used to love it, like, you know. And
I've kind of gotten back into it, but it really is a bit of a piece of shit organization.
Oh, completely, like.
Like, the fact everyone's gone around with the crypto.com on everything. That's just on everything. The White House thing. Everyone's fucking just, the greatest president, you know, every time Trump's at it, they're all kissing his ass. Dana White's Trump kiss ass, and he's a bit of a piece of shit.
Like, he's always been a piece of shit. Like, he's a wanker. He's pathetic, actually.
You're pathetic.
You know, he's just like...
I just like to watch the fighters.
Fake, tough guy that runs a business. Like,
yeah,
you know,
so...
I tell you, he was a real tough guy.
Huh? Go on.
My man, TC. He's back. The trailer for Digger. We should have just done a whole episode on the trailer for Digger. Digger.
Yeah. I have some thoughts to say.
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
May I? I know it's obviously shot in that sort of style deliberately.
Yes.
The colour, faded colour and all that sort of stuff. I'll be honest. If I'm being totally honest.
Yeah.
I love that Cruz has broken free of the MI franchise. Mission Impossible for the rest of you uninformed.
He has not played an original character since like 2014 or 2015.
Wow. You know, something like that. I'm very excited. I will see it.
His last movies was Mission Impossible, Final Reckoning, Top Gun, Maverick, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Mission Impossible, Fallout. Then maybe...
Fallout Reckoning.
Like, it's been four or five
what
movies.
One? What was the one? That he played an original.
I'll look it up for you now. While you do your thoughts, because I have some thoughts as well.
I actually kind of think, look, I will see it because I love my man TC. And I love the fact that he always just has to get on top of something, even the big shovel outside for the promotion. He's just standing on top. Like, he's always got to climb something. But
can't help himself.
I'll be honest with you. I don't like the look of the movie.
2017.
What was that?
Have a guess. Kind of something similar to this.
Oh, no.
He's a pilot. American Made. I like that movie.
I haven't seen it.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, it's good.
I've seen Night and Day.
That was like 20...
20 years ago.
10.
Oh, wow.
16 years ago.
But I'll admit, if it wasn't for the fact that Tom Cruise was in this, I don't think... The trailer didn't grab me.
Didn't it?
I'm sure it grabbed you.
Grabbed me by the jaffers.
But I kind of thought, I don't think I'm going to like this movie.
Easily my most anticipated movie for the rest of the year. Like,
I'm still going to go
and
see
it. And The Odyssey
it.
Is coming out now, like this weekend. Like,
I'm sure it's going to be good. There was nothing about it that made me go, like, oh, I can't wait to see what that's all about. Or I can't wait to see, you know, like, it seemed like... I hope, and you know what? I hope it's a success, and I hope he wins the Oscar. For the sake of cinema, I hope it's a success.
What do you think with the cat? Like, I thought that
cat's funny. That's funny.
Or even where he's like talking about like the size of his dick.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm not gonna walk away from this with something that's 10 times the size of my dick.
Yeah. So I like, you know, I just
talking heads on the soundtrack as well.
I'm sure. But the thing as well, like I seen John Goodman is in it,
yeah.
And like he looks like he's in old man makeup. You know what
he's
I mean?
He's just old. Like.
But, like, he looks mad now.
He's so thin.
He's so, like, he looks so ill. And maybe he is ill. Maybe I'm...
No, he's just lost a lot of weight. And, you know, he's been so big for so long.
But like, he looks to me like, you know, like Cruise is the one in like old man makeup or whatever. I thought, like, it almost seemed like John Goodman is the star in crazy makeup.
I think he's supposed to look a bit like...
disheveled.
Unwell, like, you know what I mean? Like, and he's playing the old president, you know, Biden, Trump, whatever you want to...
I think it might be like the way the trailer was, and I know people are kind of saying like, oh, it looks good, and I know I'm probably the problem here, but I didn't really, I was like, I couldn't quite figure out like what's, you know, it was a collection, it almost seemed like a Wes Anderson, it was like a collection of like impressive looking scenes, but I'm like, I don't know what, like, I get it, he's saving the world from a disaster, he created. Like, I get that one line premise. I love the fact that you can summarize it in a line. But I was like, I just didn't. Tell me, you tell me. What am I missing here? What did you like about it?
I just liked how gonzo it looked. And like how, like, weird camera angles. Like doing shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I laughed. Like, I got a couple of like laugh out loud moments.
Okay.
While I was watching it, which is rare for me. I need to watch it like 3 or 4 times. But the first time I watched it, I was like, oh. Like, you know, I was actually surprised at how much I laughed.
Okay.
Yeah. So
they keep talking about the director. Like,
yeah.
His name is in fucking big font and everything.
Birdman. Revenant.
Okay.
He's a big deal.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
In art house goon circles.
In your circles. The circles that you run with. Yeah.
You're talking about a guy who wants to write a book about Jackass.
Yeah, you should.
Or a long essay, at least.
Think piece.
I also, you know, I've been, you know, watched that trailer, but I've also been watching some TV.
Go on. You got 2 minutes.
Watching a show called From. Have you heard of this show?
No, of course I haven't.
Here's a pitch.
Okay, go on. I am in the production.
This family are driving in an RV.
Okay, so far so good.
They take a wrong turn and they end up in this town.
Okay.
And when they pull into the town, they see there's like a funeral going on and all these people are like mourning somebody.
Uh-huh.
And they're like asking for directions to leave and they're like, yeah, just follow the road there.
Yeah.
And then they follow the road and they end up back in the town.
Oh.
And then it's like, they're like, and they can't get a straight answer out of anybody until the sheriff, who is Michael from Lost. Right.
Which one was Michael?
Walt! Well, he's the guy from Oz as well.
Yeah.
Or Mercutio from Romeo and Juliet, if you prefer.
I do not. I'll have the Oz one. Thank you.
Okay. He's the guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
The poet, I believe, was he?
Or yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So he's the sheriff. And it turns out that...
a black sheriff?
And it's in like...
That's a line from Robin Hood Men in Tights, by the way.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yes, and it was riffing on the fact that, you know, Blazing Saddles had the black sheriff.
Blazing Saddles, that's what it was.
No, it's also in Robin Hood Men in Tights. It's both Mel Brooks. But the idea is that if you end up coming to this town, you can't actually leave.
I like it already.
And also... After sundown, monsters come out. Oh, so you need
sold.
You need to have this stone on your house that keeps them out of your house. So every house has this like stone with a marking on it, and it keeps the monsters at bay. And like one of the first scenes is like a father getting drunk in like the local bar, mm-hmm. and it's a real like run down town, piece of shit town, and he doesn't make it back, and his daughter, they're supposed to have the windows boarded up, and the daughter like opens the window, and one of the monsters gets in and like kills his wife and daughter.
Okay.
So like he's a fucking mess. The sheriff's dealing with that, and then these new people show up to the town. And like as it goes on, there's like more rules, and there's
that actually sounds fucking class.
Really, and it's like
now you're giving me something.
It's 10 episodes a season. It's 4 seasons so far. I'm like 5 episodes in. They're 45 minute episodes.
Never heard of this.
It's sitting there on Now TV. It's like an Epics show is the name of the network. So
has it gotten good reviews?
Yeah, it's gotten pretty good. And it's like, it is just kind of like Lost in the Midwest, I guess.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, because the more you go, it's like, oh, there's like flashbacks to like weird shit that were happening when it's like some guy's like, I've been here the longest. And like, it's just like a bunch of dead bodies all around him as a kid. And stuff.
Okay.
Like. So I'm enjoying it.
That sounds interesting.
Yes.
I may actually check that out.
And I also watched a movie called Normal. You heard of this movie?
Of course not.
Bob Odenkirk. It's basically Hot Fuzz.
Okay.
You know, like Bob Odenkirk is a new sheriff in...
Yeah, not
like,
a sheriff, huh?
Yeah, Minnesota. Huh. So he goes there and it's like, something weird is up with this town and is everybody in on it? You know what right. I mean? And he's the outsider. And is it a big conspiracy? You know the way in Hot Fuzz, it's like...
I confess to you, I haven't seen Hot Fuzz.
Ooh, okay. Well, for the listener out there, there's a big twist in Hot Fuzz with about half an hour left to go.
And oh, in this well, movie, don't tell me.
In this movie, it's like, the twist is like, yeah, this is happening. It's like 30 minutes into it, and it becomes a big like shootout
okay.
for like the next 60 minutes. Very, very fun movie. Yeah. I give it 4 stars. Bob Odenkirk is great. He's great at everything. He's, you know what he's doing now?
What's he doing?
He's doing a remake of The Room.
What was The Room?
You're tearing me apart, Lisa. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing that. And he's playing the Tommy Wiseau.
Hey, speaking of movies and TV.
Yes. I heard some music.
I would be remiss if I did not mention Sam Neill.
I had him on the list.
Because I kind of was like, oh, that's really sad. And then the more outpourings that I see, I'm like, oh, everyone seems to really... Love the guy, like
gentle.
Everyone loved him, and like so, I haven't heard one bad thing about him, and it's a shame. And I seen a quote where it was like, in 2019 or something, where someone's like, "Are you afraid of dying?" He's like, absolutely not. He's like, I'd be a bit annoyed because I've just planted some lovely whatever, and I'd like to see them blossom, and my grandkids I'd like to see grow up. But so I'd be a bit annoyed, but the death part doesn't bother me at all. I just would like to see this stuff.
What an outlook!
Like, he just seemed to have a really great outlook, and I've seen such. It makes me emotional where he. I don't know if you've seen it on Twitter where someone in a college or something asks him a question of like, "What was the best lesson your parents gave you?" And he starts kind of getting emotional, really. But he really owns it. He's like, I don't know why your question has moved me so much, but it has. And then he was saying, like, his parents lived through the war and all this sort of stuff, went through really hard times. And he was doing acting in some plays, and he kind of went to his mother afterwards, and she's like, how are you, darling? And he said, oh, Mom, I think I'm having a bit of a breakdown. It's not really working out the way I think. And she looked at me and she said, well, you're just going to have to pull yourself together, aren't you? You know, like that sort of stuff. Yeah. And then it's like, and it always stuck at me. Sometimes you just have to pull yourself together. It was a real off the cuff, like open moment that he had. I was like, oh, that's such a great.
I'm going to send you something to him where it was like, he's on his farm and somebody's asking him a question.
And like, he's rubbing his duck?
No, I think he's just like, what's your dream?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, my dream is where there's a time where there's no dreams. And he basically just goes into this whole thing where he's like, and everybody, you know, you can hear the sheep and it's all quiet. And, you know, it's like, they don't go to sleep. And we're all here in the moment together. And I'm just like,
send it.
Yeah,
send
like, it's fucking class.
For once, I'm asking you to send me something. Did you see Alec Baldwin's tribute to him?
I didn't watch it because I was like, I don't want
it. You have to.
Because he's like basically just talks about all the movies
it's
he's
insanity.
In.
Insanity. And I was saying it to Kerry, and she's like, he's so funny, isn't he? Like, no. This is not, unless it's a absolute killer bit.
Yeah.
It did not seem intentional. But the fact that like, he's talking about The Hunt for Red October and he's going off. He's like, wow, what, you know, what a movie and what a cast of, you know, all this. He's like, I've never really been in a big role before. And so this is a big deal for me. He's like, I actually printed it out because I couldn't remember off the internet. And he went through the list of everyone who's in it, not mentioning Sam Neill at all. Like he listed about 25 names and it's like, so yeah, just unbelievable. And like, this is about like a 3-minute video and like, by 2 minutes 45, there is not one mention of Sam Neill. And like, literally.
Did he start the video saying, like.
I think he might have said, thoughts on Sam Neill. Yeah. And then, like, the rest of it is nothing to do with him. And then, like, literally the last 10 seconds, he's like, but, Sam Neill, thoughts to his family. You know, and I'm like, he didn't give one anecdote about Sam Neill. He didn't mention him. And even in the list of actors, and it was all about him and his experience in The Hunt for Red October. It's so worth a watch.
You might say he's, I call him a cocksucker. Listen, we're running a bit late here. All right. Why don't we bump the banger till next week.
No, just tell me what you thought of it. You haven't listened to it, have you?
I have listened to it three times.
Let's just quickly do it.
All right. Boom, 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 boom. It's Bangers for Terry. Boom, boom, boom. What will you give me?
Ooh, wee, wee, wee. Boom. All right. Now, Terry, I've enlisted the help of, I tell you, Rob, good old Rob, made a playlist called Terry Doesn't Know.
Hey, all right. Send it on.
I had to go through it first because some of it wouldn't land. But there's
why don't you let me decide?
No, you wouldn't. No, you don't know what's good for you. Okay, I know what's good for you. Okay, Rob, it's a killer playlist, but he's only ready for some of the tracks on it. And Tony Kane was also giving me some suggestions.
Fucking guys,
but you sent me an Offspring song, and you're like something like this, and I was like, okay, and then.
Proceeded to give me all Offspring, and I'd already told you.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with
it. But them. I tell you what, Terry, I have you figured all wrong. Like you're more of a punksman than me. You're like I'm quite familiar with that album. I'm like, it was like from
Ixnay on the Hombre.
Ixnay on the Hombre from 96, like before the big breakthrough. And I was like, huh. Oh, you said today, I'm fairly familiar from Smash onwards. And I'm like, 94? Yeah. Smash? I'm like, Terry's, and he's into the Clash and shit. Like, yeah. Terry's more of a punk than I am.
Thank you. Well, like, I'm not a pop punk.
I had you figured all wrong.
But when it was all kicking off, and like, remember everybody had like an Offspring hoodie or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, we buy CDs and we would go, you work your way back through.
Amazing. You know? I'm so impressed.
Americana, and then it was
Conspiracy of One after that.
No, but before that was Ixnay.
Ixnay was before that.
Smash.
Yeah, before that. Yeah.
So like, you know, those are the big ones. There, we used to listen to them.
I mean,
quite a bit.
So I kind of thought, you know what? Okay, I don't have the same emotional connection with Green Day as I have from the other slop that I've given you, as you might say, absolute goldmine. But so I went with Dookie, the classic. I mean, it's more punk pop than pop punk, almost. It's a little bit more raw.
It's what I like about it.
And I figured, honest. You know what? Okay, he'll like, because I'm narrowing it down. Like, and I'm like, oh, I wish I knew more Bad Religion, because I'd say you'd like them as well. But that sort of style, not like a bit more butch punk, but not butch. Just
you know what? You know though, you make a good point that like the voice. I'm figuring out the voice.
And it's gotta have a little.
A bit of baritone.
Yes, what it needs.
It's gotta have a bit of baritone.
So I sent you an album track called "Having a Blast." Here's a little preview for you, and then we'll hear what Terry thought of it. Take it. Are you down with me? Explosives don't change up my spine. Nothing's gonna change my mind. I won't listen to anyone's last words. There's nothing left for you to say. Soon you'll be dead anyway. Well, no one here is getting out alive. This time I've really lost my mind and I don't care. So close your eyes and get yourself goodbye. Think about the times we spent and what they meant. It's nothing. Okay, Terry.
I really liked it. I mean, I said to you, like, Dookie is not a sacred text for me.
No.
When it comes to Green Day. International Super Hits.
I love International Super Hits.
Is the, you know, I got it for Christmas 1 year.
Yeah.
And it was just.
I also got it. I think for Christmas.
Playing SmackDown versus Raw. Like, that's just fucking. Let's go.
But it's one of those albums that it's like, they're really, maybe one, but there's really, it's really wall to wall. Like
International Super Hits?
No, sorry, Dookie.
Yeah.
I mean, International Super Hits as well, but Dookie is almost plays like Greatest Hits, but it's like, well, every like, song is, like,
they've
is
five,
good.
They've five massive hits on Dookie. I was looking at it there.
It's like She, Longview, Basket Case, When I Come Around. And
Welcome to Paradise.
Oh, the
Welcome to you,
the that, opening
see,
riff.
That, and that's what it is. It's like, you know, he's like,
Welcome to Paradise.
There's something on it there that I'm like
nasally. Or
yeah,
something.
And maybe I hear myself in that, you know, but it's not whiny. It ain't whining.
I'm narrowing it down.
Less whining.
More swining.
More thinking and less whining. That's what these punk poppers from the 2000s need to be doing.
And do you know what? Just very quickly on Dookie, because I know we're kind of running out of time, but I'm so impressed. I know it wasn't a debut album. They had a few before, but like...
It's a breakout.
The bass is brilliant. The guitar is brilliant.
Very
the drumming brilliant. Is brilliant. The melodies are brilliant. The lyrics are brilliant. Like everything, it's like, it's such a on point from start to finish, brilliant album.
Like, the fact, like the song is repetitive.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's repetitive can sometimes be a turn off for me. And in this case, I'm like, nope. You're just kind of like...
Yeah, we're going back around.
Hammer, you know, hammer it into me. I'll take it, you know.
Ooh,
oh, come on, Andrew.
Well, you got to take it there, huh?
Oh, come on,
okay,
Andrew.
So, because what I was going to do, I was like, I was looking at Green Day. I was like, oh, well, I'll send that one. And then I was like, maybe I'll just go totally off and send them this song. I'm like, no, I have to have a foundation.
I mean, that's what I was saying to you.
To build on.
Something, you know, Butch Pop.
Okay, I'm getting you. I'm getting your vibe. But to be honest, I mean, you know way more punk or whatever than I would have given you credit for.
Well,
a debt of gratitude.
For steak it. Dinner. I mean, all of us.
All of us. But yeah.
Okay.
Okay, very good.
Well, let's wrap it up there. Okay. Why don't you tell the good folks what else they can find about us on the internet?
Well, don't look too hard, but if you want to check us out on Patreon, just click on our Instagram bio. You'll find a link there. Or you can just go to patreon.com/whatsogreatabout, and you'll find links to our current mini-series. We're currently doing the What's So Great About the movies of Danny Boyle. We just did 28 Days Later, and we have about 7 or 8 other mini-series. Matt Damon, heist movies, What's So Great About 90s Action, the MCU, Ryan Gosling movies, Big Willy's Flops, a.k.a. Will Smith's Bad Movies, the movies of Tony Scott. It really is a who's who, to quote George Carlin. Plus a bunch of music episodes, top fives, and you get early access to these episodes every week, and then you get your 2 bonus. We're losing money. It's literally the deal of the century. It's only, and you would think to yourself, what's it like, $29.99 a month or something like that for all the hit? It's a fiver a month.
That is it.
You literally can't
officially
lose.
Less than a pint.
Yeah.
How about that?
So and you get more bang for your buck with us. Yeah. Okay.
No pint will give you the buzz that we
exactly, and no hangover the next day.
And if you can't afford the €5 a month. Well,
no problems.
But you can do me one more better by giving me a rating and review. Now, Andy, we said that England have not reached a World Cup final in 60 long years. Divide that 60 by 12, what do you get?
5.
And that's the amount of stars I want in my review, Andy. A 5-star review.
I didn't see it coming.
Mats. My secret weapon.
Mats. That's the title. That's the title. I'm always rooting for, like, what's a good quote? And that's going to be this one. Mats.
Give it a rating and review. Really helps grow the podcast. We think. But until next time, I want to say thank you very much. Thanks for supporting the pod. If you are, if not, burn in hell.
Mm-hmm. Goes for both of us. Yeah. Big time. Double for me, in fact.
And we will see you next week.
We love you. I love you.
You get the big L from me behind the paywall.
Goodbye.
Quando vivo solo sueno horizonte fatto de palabras In la sombra entre luces todas negre para mi mirada Si tu no estás junto a mí aquí Poti volare Espara delegare me fin de trayecto es tu
boats and hold
para vivirlo los dos por ti volare por cielos y mare hasta tu mundo
Boats and hold!
Los ojos por mí, contigo viveré.